Good morning and welcome to Three Big Things Today for March 19th, 2024. This is Tony Dribus. This podcast is brought to you by John Deere. Whether you're looking to buy new or simply upgrade your equipment with new technology, see your local John Deere dealer for what's best for your farm. Wheat futures were modestly lower in overnight trading amid weak demand for U.S. supplies. Inspections of the grain for export were down week to week and are well below where they were at this point last year, according to the U.S. Department of Agriculture. Wheat inspections for offshore delivery fell to 302,302 metric tons in the 7 days that ended on March 14th, USDA said in a report. That's down from the 466,967 tons assessed a week earlier and the 375,271 tons examined during the same week last year. Soybean inspections also declined, falling to 686,181 tons from 784,853 tons the previous week and the 719,875 tons assessed at the same point in 2023. Examinations of corn for overseas delivery rose week to week to 1.24 million metric tons from 1.17 million a week earlier. That's just higher than the 1.22 million tons assessed during the same week a year earlier. Wheat futures for May delivery fell 2.25 cents to 5.40 and a half a bushel overnight on the Chicago Board of Trade. And Kansas City futures lost 1 cent to 5.72 3/4 a bushel. Corn futures were down 0.25 cents to 4.35 3/4 a bushel. Soybean futures for May delivery fell 1 cent to 11.86 3/4 a bushel. Soy meal rose $1.20 to 3.33.10 a short ton, and soy oil dropped 0.24 cents to 48.46 cents a pound. Kansas wheat conditions improved in the week that ended on March 17th, while ratings in Oklahoma declined, according to data from USDA. About 55% of the crop in Kansas, the largest producer of winter wheat in the U.S., was rated good or excellent at the start of the week. That's up from the 53% that earned top ratings a week earlier. Topsoil moisture in the state was 59% adequate or surplus, down from 62% the previous week, and subsoil moisture came in at 54%, unchanged week to week. In Oklahoma, the winter wheat crop was 61% good or excellent as of Sunday, down from 65% a week earlier. Topsoil moisture in the state was 72% adequate or surplus, down a percentage point from the week prior, and subsoil was 70% adequate or surplus, down from 73%. About 7% of the Oklahoma winter wheat crop was jointing, down 2 points year over year, the Ag Department said in a report. Dry weather expected in much of Iowa today will be followed by a mix of rain and snow starting Thursday, according to the National Weather Service. Gusty winds are forecast for this afternoon, along with mild temperatures and low humidity, the NWS said in a report early this morning. Starting Thursday, however, a rain-snow mix will start and potentially last through Monday. A series of storm systems will impact the region from late Saturday through Monday, bringing additional chances for widespread rain, snow, or both, the agency said. In northern Illinois, dry weather today will give way to cold weather on Wednesday, when a hard freeze is expected in the evening, the National Weather Service said.